ever heard the story of Harry? He was a legend around here. Until one afternoon, he left and never came back. Turns out, Harry went and made himself a website using Squarespace. Used Squarespace domains to buy artisanseatcushions.com. And he built a beautiful site with an online store to sell his artisan seat cushions. Now Harry's sitting on a fortune. And if our Harry can do it, anyone can. Build your business at squarespace.com. Use offer code EVERYTHING for 10% off your website or domain.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Bring it up, Laura. Final hour. Power hour. You better you bet on Westwood One Sports. Nick Costos, our amazing crew, Brad Evans, and you. The power hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Oh, this final hour of the show, as the kids would say, is going to hit. Do they say that? I'm going to tell everybody later this hour the single scariest superstar this year in the NBA. I can't wait to get into that. And the reason why, and it's not who you're expecting, and you're going to agree with me once I lay out the analysis and the rationale behind it. And we'll continue to break down week one of the NFL preseason. Got a bunch of fantasy notes to bring to everybody because hashtag, I love this stuff. Do you know who else loves this stuff? That is our teammate here on Westwood One Sports. Co-host, we had Pat Boyle on the show. Brad was on the show last week. Pat Boyle was on the show last week. Pat's fantastic. Brad's fantastic. They don't invite me to ever come on their show. That's fine. I'm in bed. It's no big, it's all good. I'm being serious. I'm dead serious. Don't invite me. I don't want to do it. I'm kidding. Am I? Brad was on the show last week. He's the best. He's doing great work for our friends. In addition to hosting BetMGM tonight, writing about fantasy football this season for our friends at The Athletic, fantasy football guru, the always entertaining Brad Evans here on a Monday on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. Welcome back to the show, my friend. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigo. It's a glorious day to be back with you, my friend.
Oh, so let's just start with just inside the mind of the fantasy football player. Looks like Breece Hall is going to be okay. I did this news last hour on the show. Strained groin, leaves practice. Aaron Glenn says he thinks he's going to be okay. We don't know that for sure, but it looks okay if the coach is saying that. Like, do you freak out the way like I freak out when you see news like that, Brad?
At this juncture on the calendar, no, because we got plenty of time for those guys to heal up, get the proper masseuse work to ensure that that tender area of the body is going to be operating at 100% come week one. So, yeah, I mean, look, a lot of people were freaking out about Luther Burden, who suffered that groin injury. We already saw him running straight lines on the field before the pregame, over the weekend for the Bears preseason affair. Josh Jacobs suffered a similar injury, and the timeline for him is like about a week to 2 weeks. So with plenty of time to heal up, I am not moving Breece Hall down at all unless he has a setback here in shorter, which is always the downside of soft tissue issues.
Brad, I was so pissed this weekend when I found out that Jeremiah Love has the dreaded high ankle sprain, which you know this, right? Like that can kill the season for a skill position player if it doesn't fully heal. So I'm worried about that for Jeremiah Love. And my hope is, and I hate to say this, I think the Cardinals should put him on ice, into, even if that means he misses regular season time. What should members of our audience, who I'm guessing, what, like 98% of them probably play fantasy football, what should they do as we approach draft season, peak draft season, with Jeremiah Love? Where should he go and why in drafts?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. You're going to get him at a nice little discount because I think a lot of people are going to be just absolutely petrified. They're going to be overly skittish. I know you are, and understandably so. We don't know, though, the severity of that high ankle sprain. If it's a mild variety, that's a guy that should be, you know, close to 100% come week one. If it's a more severe case, he will be hampered probably for multiple weeks into the regular season. So because of the variance and the range of outcomes on his recovery time, that's a guy that's probably going to slip a round or two in a lot of drafts. He was consistently going in the early third round according to average draft position pre-injury. Now you're plugging him in a 12-team exercise, even points per reception formats in like round four or round five. If he is available at that juncture, even if we find out it is a more severe high ankle sprain, and let's say he is sidelined or maybe a pup candidate for the first 4 weeks of the regular season, I would still be jumping on the opportunity to buy his services. The reason why is this. Arizona is going to be a dog in virtually every game this season. And you saw the pass catching skills on display and that absurd 14 touch workload that he had in his preseason debut. The guy is a do it all du jour running back. When he is healthy and on the field, he's going to rack the yak. He's going to rack the catches and he is going to tally meaningful fantasy production in the RB1 class of PPR leagues.
I hope you're right, buddy. I mean that. I really do. I am nervous and I am a little skittish right now. And hopefully as the weeks go on, we get some positive news on Jeremiah Love. I want him to play. I'm just like annoyed that this happened on Friday. Like 14 touches in the front. Just give me a break here. Let him play a series and get him on ice until September. Yep. Anyway, you could take this next one anywhere you want to, Brad. And like you and I, we both love this stuff, right? So I genuinely have no idea what your answer is going to be. What is Brad Evans' favorite development to come out of week one of the NFL preseason and why?
It's DeJuan Stribling. His usage immediately.
Yeah.
That was a guy that was right away involved in the mix. Now, he was with the B team. I mean, the starters largely were not playing for the San Francisco 49ers. No Brock Purdy. Ain't he so pretty at the controls? But, man, that guy delivered on all the hype and then some. The body adjustment skills, the route diversity, X, Y, Z, lining up all over the field. He is a do-it-all Swiss RB knife kind of weapon. Yes, I understand Debo Samuel was rocking the ice in his T-shirt, not in pants in that game, and he's a guy that can do a little bit of everything. But Mike Evans, my cousin, a little bit long in the tooth, to say the least. George Kittle coming off that Achilles injury. He's swinging in the right direction. Could be available week one. And could I might that game in Australia against the LA Rams, but I think Stribling is the real deal Holyfield. How much am I buyer of Stribling? This is true, Costos. I have moved him to wide receiver 36 in my rankings. That is a back end WR3 in fantasy.
Do you have your rankings up?
I might be underselling it.
Do you have your rankings up? And I only ask this just for context for our listeners and viewers out there. Can you give like a couple receivers that are in that general range just so people understand like how bullish you are on Stribling?
Yeah, look, you're talking like Cortland Sutton, Marvin Harrison. I'm really bullish on Matthew Golden, Michael Pittman, that kind of caliber of receiver. Stribling could be. And as I said, man, I might be underselling it because, you know, Mike Evans, given his advanced age, maybe, you know, losing a step here and there, but all the talk, all of the hype at Niners campus, not about the substation. It's about DeJuan Stribling and what he can bring to the table. That jack of all trades is really going to attract maybe upwards of 110 to 120 targets off the hand of a very accurate quarterback in Brock Purdy. I like that.
So a lot of hype Niners camp around rookie receiver. And are you is it DeZon? Because I've like pronounced his first name like 15 different times. DeZon Stribling is what we're going with. Is that right?
I go with DeJuan.
DeJuan. That's probably right. Okay, yeah. I like that. DeJuan Stribling. Who's I have so much of him in Dynasty Leagues, I think it's okay if I mispronounce his name. For now at least. So a lot of hype for DeJuan Stribling in Niners camp. So too the hype in Ravens camp for another rookie receiver Jakobi Lane. Now, worth noting, Elijah Surratt, the former Indiana receiver, 6 catches for 66 yards. Insert your Satan jokes here. So Surratt played well, but Lane had a receiving touchdown as well. What about Jakobi Lane? So much hype for him in Baltimore. Where do you like and how do you like Jakobi Lane as we get set for drafts?
Yeah, I get him right now in the upper 50s of the wide receiver rank. It's just the nature of the offense overall. And, the fact that Zay Flowers is going to be vacuuming up and just taking in all of those primary targets. So given the chemistry, given the rapport that he's built with Lamar Jackson, that team is going to run as well. Not only with Lamar calling his own number on occasion, especially in the 20s, but the football Frankenstein, see you all smashel. Oh, and Derrick Henry. Obviously, a guy that's going to salt away the clock, so it's going to limit some of the vertical opportunities for the Ravens when they do have a lead after halftime. I like Lane. I think he's a phenomenal target deep in drafts because you're getting him well after pick 150 on average right now. I was highly impressed with his preseason debut, that seam route that he caught the touchdown with. The guy has got an appreciable yak. The separation skills, not really at the forefront, according to boots on the ground, the reports there, and based on the college tape that I've absorbed. But he's a guy that does win in contested catch situations. He's got the big body, the high point ability, and he's building that nice chemistry right now with Lamar Jackson, the backups on that roster. So, again, don't go crazy with the cheese whiz, but somewhere in like the 55 to 60 WR range as your wide receiver 5 in 12-team fantasy drafts, I buy that.
I got 3 others for you, Brad. This will be 2-for-1. I don't think the Browns are going to be very good this year as far as like a real-life football team, even if I do think, and this, what a sentence this is, outside of quarterback and offensive line, I like the roster. I mean, those are 2 things that'll submarine your team, obviously. I'm really excited for both of Cleveland's rookie receivers, Casey Concepcion in the first round, Denzel Boston in the second. Are you as bullish as I am on both of those players, Brad, and why?
I'm more bullish on Casey Concepcion, and we saw front and center what he is able to do in the Browns preseason debut. Another guy, kind of like DeJuan Stribling, he was utilized all over the field. He even got a carry in that game that went for a touchdown up the right sideline, extending and stretching his body, hitting the pylon, and splashing 6. I like that versatile usage. A guy that can be a dirty worker underneath, a guy that can get the breathing room on pretty much every single route in the short to intermediate field and get appreciable yak as well. He proved that at the collegiate level, and I think that's a part of his skill set. It's got to transition seamlessly to the next level. The Browns, I think, are still going to be a plus defense, even without Myles Garrett, but they got Jared Verse now, on the defensive side of things, or a tackling machine. And you worry about Deshaun Watson, but Concepcion has got borderline top 4 WR upside this season.
Couple more for you, Brad. You better you bet. Nick Costos and you, Westwood One Sports, on this Monday. Brad Evans is our guest. Bet MGM tonight, weeknights on Westwood One Sports, 6 to 11 p.m. Eastern. You can find his fantasy football written word this season as well on The Athletic. I was so bummed, Brad, and he didn't play in the preseason game, so there's not really a tie-in here, but so bummed on the Jordan Tyson hamstring news, right? The first round pick of the New Orleans Saints. Like, if you want to build the bull case for New Orleans this year from a win total perspective to win the NFC South, just fantasy wise, it's Tyler Shuck throwing the ball in a dome in a high up-tempo offense to Chris Olave and Jordan Tyson. And now Tyson's got another hamstring issue. He dealt with them at Arizona State. He's apparently going to miss time into the regular season. Like, this sucks. What should we be doing right now with Jordan Tyson?
Yeah, seeking multiple opinions. That's no bueno when you hear that kind of phraseology tied to any player that is dealing with a soft tissue issue, and it's one that's going to linger. We don't know what the timetable for return is. Is he going to be a pup candidate? I would say he probably is. He's a guy I had a salary cap / auction draft of all my knucklehead friends over the weekend. Highly competitive league, 14-teamer. He started 3 wide receivers, a super flex. He went dirt cheap. Jordan Tyson went for $4 in that format.
Wow,
people
that seems
just
wrong.
Scared. It does, because there's a lot of long-term upside, and that being a keeper league, obviously a tremendous amount of upside, but the fear of the
how
unknown
dumb are
is
these
real.
People? How dumb are the people in this league with you? That is very stupid.
Well, I will say this. He got thrown out late, and people were out of money, and people were probably at least 8 beers in.
Oh, okay. All right. So they're
that plays
okay,
a
fair
factor.
Enough.
But, you know, Tyson, when he is on the field, has got a tremendous amount of red zone upside with his high pointing ability. That's his calling card at college. That's what I think is going to transition nicely to the NFL level. I like the accuracy of Tyler Shuck, who was number 12 last season, adjusted completion percentage according to Pro Football Focus. It's just, when are we going to see him at 100%? Honestly, at this point, try to read between the lines. It may not be until the second half of the season.
God,
so draft and stash.
That sucks.
It does. It
Man,
does.
We can't have nice things. My last one until an idea flits into my brain like a fly that distracts my daughter. Just an opinion here. I am very nervous and pessimistic on Cam Ward and the Tennessee Titans this year. I don't like Robert Saleh. I think he's a great defensive coach. I watched him in New York with the Jets. I don't think he's a good head coach. I'm a Giants fan. I'm not the biggest Brian Daboll guy. Cam Ward, like, objectively was not great last year. It's his rookie year. He can bounce back. And I know you did. Like, watch. Like, you out there listening or watching, I'm not a hater. I have nothing against Cam Ward. I would like for everyone to be good. It's fun if that's the case. He doesn't look good. Like, I don't think he has a ton of awareness. He's constantly running backwards and taking hits. Goes 5 for 12 for 37 yards. And I like Carnell Tate. And I like Wandale Robinson.
Yeah.
And I like Elik Iemanar. And I like Chimera DK. I've got big-time concerns about this offense. Unfounded, Brad, are you more optimistic about Cam Ward and the Titans offense than me?
Yeah, slightly more, though, you know, obviously that cooled in their first preseason game. As we had our hearts going pitter-pat for Dejon Stribling on the other side of the ball in that game against the Niners, it was flatlined watching Cam Ward in that offense. You know, 3 targets of Carnell Tate, no receptions, no hookups with Cam Ward. Cam Ward was like, a 57 passer rating in a preseason game, largely against backups. Inexcusable. I was hoping for a step in maturation. Obviously, it's a one game sample size, and obviously, it's a preseason. A lot of people say that's meaningless football, but it was a meaningful, downtrodden effort for him overall. Here's the good news, Nick. That defense is going to be atrocious. So Tennessee is going to be playing from behind early and often a lot of games. It's going to pump the volume, give an ample opportunity to right the ship. We saw him at times last season be an effective passer. I'm still convinced that a super flex format, he's going to go dirt cheap even in that format. He may go like $10 to $15 in an auction / salary cap. He's going to go well after pick 100 in average drafts. There's profit potential there. But is he even going to hit, say, 22, 23 passing touchdowns? That is probably a stretch.
Just because I think this is this is not me disagreeing. I just think it's an interesting point of conversation, right? I don't think Robert Saleh is a good head coach, and I'm willing to be proven wrong. I hope he does great. It'll be more fun if, like, teams are good, right? But I think one thing we can all agree on, even if you don't think he's a good head coach and you agree on that, the guy can coach his ass off when it comes to defense. So you said
Correct. You
think Tennessee's defense might be bad, and you could be right about that. My fear for Cam Ward, what if, other than he might be bad, what if the defense is kind of good and they're not in these shootouts? Like, I might be out on everybody on the Tennessee offense this year in fantasy. Not that they can't perform well, but that I won't want to take them where they're being drafted.
Yeah, look, that's within the range of outcomes. And you're right. Look, I totally agree. Robert Saleh is a phenomenal defensive coach. And I agree with you wholeheartedly that there are question marks about him being the head skipper. You know, I'm probably more of a believer in Brian Daboll than you are offensively, though that is going to have to be.
He has had success as a coordinator, to be fair. To be fair to you, that is true.
Correct. Yeah, correct. And look, it's a work in progress. It's a one game preseason sample size. We're going to see what he can do. Maybe he'll take a step in the right direction in the next preseason affair. Maybe it's going to be a gradual buildup during the regular season. But let's say you are correct and the defense is maybe a top half unit in the NFL. Then you're going to reduce the amount of opportunities through the air. You're really going to lean on Tony Pollard and Tyjae Spears a little bit more. if that were to pan out that way, you would be absolutely correct. Cam Ward will certainly not deliver the numerical goods.
I didn't even mention Calvert. Like, they've got good receivers with Ridley's there too. It's like, can you just trust this guy to get them the ball behind a bad offensive line? I'm not so sure. Brad, one thing I am sure about, you're a stud. BetMGM tonight, weeknights here on Westwood One Sports, 6 to 11 p.m. Eastern with our friend Pat Boyle. Check out Brad's written stuff on fantasy this year with our friends at The Athletic. Stay well, my friend. We'll catch up soon.
Nico Horner over 1.5 HRR, also known as I'm out.
Oh, Brad Evans, who is a Cubbies fan, giving us a baseball bet for tonight. Absolutely love that. I will give you all my bets for tonight in Major League Baseball to wrap up the show. Looking forward to that. Feeling like I'm hashtag seeing the board a little bit right now in Major League Baseball. All right, we have a lot to do over the balance of the rest of the show. I actually, believe it or not, have a little soccer to do coming off of the World Cup. And I promise, if you're like, man, I don't want to listen to any of that, it's going to be quick. And I promise, I'm going to get you a little excited for soccer. And this is all stuff that's coming off the World Cup. So give me 60 seconds of your time, maybe 90 seconds at the end of the show, and I'll get you excited for domestic league soccer coming up. We'll do that at the end of the show. We'll tell you what our friends at BetMGM have cooked up in terms of betting the English Premier League this season, the scariest superstar in the NBA, and I'm going to tell you why. And we will play for you coming back from break what Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Mike McCarthy had to say about rookie quarterback Drew Aller and break it down. Next on Westwood One Sports.
Westwood One! We love sports. We love to laugh. We love hearing from you. Talking sports with you, not at you. This is Westwood One Sports.
The U.S. blood supply depends on consistent donations from generous people like you. Summer is often a challenging time for the U.S. blood supply. Travel and changing schedules can reduce donor turnout, and seasonal shortages are common. The need for blood doesn't take a summer break. Blood and platelet donors of all blood types are urgently needed this summer. Please take time to help and book an appointment at wheretodonateblood.org.
Andy Ortiz, when I lost my mom, she was only 46, and I lost my dad to cancer. It was the worst pain I ever felt. It made me think, what will happen with the people I love when my time is up? That's why I have life insurance. Ethos makes it easy. You sort online, take about 10 minutes, and you can get up to $3 million in coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008 with hundreds of 5-star reviews and an A+ on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Your pet is missing. That sudden panic, the racing questions, the worry of what could happen. It's overwhelming. Petco Love Lost is here to help. This free, nonprofit-powered service uses photo-matching technology to search the largest national lost and found pet database, including pets from shelters, neighbors, and social media, helping bring pets back to the people who love them. And it works. Every day, Petco Love Lost reunites pets with their families. A reunion happens every 4 minutes. Simply upload a photo of your lost pet, or one you found, and Petco Love Lost's photo-matching technology goes to work instantly. You can even register your pet in advance, so if the unthinkable happens, reporting them lost and helping bring them home is as easy as the click of a button. Every pet deserves a way home. Visit PetcoLoveLost.org to register your pet or upload a photo and search for a lost or found pet today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Heller swings it over the middle, has Weegean's going to turn on the speed. Caden Weegean is on his way. Will he get caught? Turns it on extra. 10-5 down to the 2-yard line.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
This segment sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting small businesses with affordable coverage options. Get a quote today at ProgressiveCommercial.com, ProgressiveCommercial.com. KDKA-TV in Pittsburgh, courtesy of the call. Friend of the show, the great Bob Pompiani, along with friend of the show, Charlie Batch, on the call of Steelers preseason games locally in Pittsburgh. That, a Drew Aller 70-plus yard catch and run to rookie Caden Weegean. Weegean. He's apparently going to be like a good rookie kick returner for the Steelers this year. So because of that 70-plus yard catch and run, Aller to Weegean, rookie to rookie, Drew Aller's preseason stat line looking pretty, pretty, pretty good for the Steelers. Aller goes 10 of 13 for 153 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. It's the type of debut where even if you want to be a stick in the mud, pessimistic, you can put yourselves in the shoes of a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, especially someone like the Pennsylvania area who watched Aller. Do you remember at Penn State prior to like the disastrous final season last year, that guy James Franklin fired? Like, we thought Drew Aller could be the first overall pick in the draft. Didn't turn out that way, obviously, but this was a guy with like sky high upside. So Aller has a great first preseason game. The next day, so Friday, the game was Thursday night. They beat the Packers. We bet them. Shout out to me. The next day, Mike McCarthy goes on Pat McAfee's show on ESPN and says, and I'm going to paraphrase here, that they viewed Drew, I actually have the quote right here. This is Mike McCarthy. So this is not me making this up. Mike McCarthy said this. When we drafted Drew, we felt like we were getting a first round pick. All of that is holding true. If I were a Steelers fan, be still my beating heart. How does that not excite you if you're a Steelers fan, right? I've laid out and detailed my problems with this Aaron Rodgers season that's about to happen in Pittsburgh, which is, I think if Rodgers plays every game, it's an if, but if he does, the Steelers are not going to be good enough to win a championship and won't be bad enough to get you a high draft pick, which means you will remain in quarterback purgatory when Rodgers retires after this year. So it would be, I mean, just to call it best case scenario would be putting it lightly. If Drew Aller were good and the Steelers got their franchise quarterback, quarterback of the future with a mid-round pick in this year's draft. Now, I mean this. I'm not trying to make Steelers fans less excited. So if you're a Steelers fan, you've earned the right to be excited about this. Just something to consider. Just like to offer context, right? Aller, 10 of 13, 153 yards, two touchdowns. Had a 75-yard catch and run. And if you watch that play, you can find it on social media. It's like a 10-yard pass. The corner falls down and Weechin outruns guys almost and gets tackled at like the 3-yard line. Like, it's way more about the receiver than it is about Aller. That doesn't mean that Aller didn't play well. He did. I'm just saying, like, 153 yards, half of it comes on this one play because a corner fell down and the fast rookie outran the rest of the second string defense, right? Here are the rest of the Steelers quarterback stat lines from Thursday night against Green Bay. Mason Rudolph, 10 of 11 for 93 yards. Will Howard, 7 of 9 for 86 yards. So in totality, Steelers quarterbacks in the first preseason game went 27 of 33 for 313 yards, two touchdowns, and no picks. This doesn't mean that Drew Aller can't or won't be good. I'm skeptical. Generally, when we see this, right, and like, how about Spencer Rattler as an example? Now, Rattler could end up getting traded by New Orleans. Maybe Zach Wilson turns out to be the two behind Tyler Shuck. Maybe Spencer Rattler could be a high-end backup quarterback, right? But generally, when we see a guy who we think maybe this guy's going to be the first overall pick, and then he's like a fourth-round pick, a third-round pick, a fifth-round pick, generally, we don't see like that person rise to prominence and play great. Matt Barkley at USC, another example. Right, thought he was going to be the number one pick, comes back, has a bad year, gets drafted in like a mid-round, and he's been was a backup quarterback for a long time, right? So maybe Aller can buck that trend. Maybe. I hope he can, for the sake of Steelers fans, and it'd be a great story, like local kid done well in the local area. I'm going to be a little skeptical, especially when considering what Mason Rudolph did and what Will Howard did in the same game. But it's clear, and you didn't need him to tell you this or me to tell you this. Mike McCarthy was not part of the regime that drafted Will Howard. Will Howard got drafted last year. Mike McCarthy, who, if you remember, when the Steelers hired him, it was because, like, we love his ability to develop young quarterbacks. He was part of the regime that drafted Drew Aller. So it was clear he could say what he wants about Will Howard. It was clear that whoever they took was, and it turned out to be Aller, was going to be his guy. Maybe Mike McCarthy can make it happen with Drew Aller. We'll see. And I do have the sense Rudolph will probably be the first guy off the bench if, like, Rodgers goes down in a game. My sense is if Rodgers were to miss significant time, they would just pull the Band-Aid off and play Aller. So Steelers fans, be excited. It's okay to be excited. But don't get over your skis. Not yet. Let's see how the rest of the preseason goes before that happens. We are not going to get to, what a surprise, all my preseason notes. We'll save some of them for tomorrow. One other one that I'd like to do here, then we'll get into some NBA. On Thursday night, the Colts tied the Patriots 13-13. The teams were like, you know what, we're good with this. We'll take the tie here. 13-13. Just worth noting, remember we told you last week, Josh Dobbs signed with the Detroit Lions after Teddy Bridgewater retired. So Dobbs will be Jared Goff's backup this year. You might remember that Josh Dobbs was Drake May's backup last year. the Patriots let Josh Dobbs walk because they love it's a Tommy DeVito, baby. Tommy Cutlets. I'm doing the Italian hand gesture for people that are not watching. DeVito is Drake May's backup. He's good. Like, I think he could start at some point in the NFL. 13 for 22, 138 yards and a touchdown pass to Kyle Williams, who we'll see if he makes the team. Last year's mid-round wide receiver from the Patriots. Patriots are all of a sudden stacked at receiver after the problems they had last year. Now with A.J. Brown and Romeo Doubs and a bunch of the young players, including Kayshon, booty, rocking everywhere. So Tommy DeVito, he's got the goods. And I tell you that as a Giants fan, right? He was good in this game. And then there's Anthony Richardson. So we talked about Richardson on Thursday. And I was not being dramatic or hyperbolic when I made the case that he could be playing for like his NFL career in this preseason game. Ian Rappaport, NFL media, so like I'm not making this up. Ian Rappaport said it on national television that Richardson, his eyesight may be compromised by the accident that he had last year with the resistance band that broke his orbital bone. Sounds worrisome. Adam Schefter had said, and Ian Rappaport had said, that Richardson might not be on the Colts this year. And Richardson drew the start against New England. So if you look at his stat line, 11 of 14, 145 yards, threw a pick. The interception, and it was like, this is just how it works. I don't mean this as a positive or a negative. It is a negative. It's just how social media goes, where you get the notifications on your phone, Anthony Richardson intercepted, and everyone wants to dunk on him, right? The interception is not his fault. Nick Costos and you, Westwood One Sports, Monday, you better you bet. His throw goes right through the hands of a Colts receiver and gets picked off. It is not his fault. Now, I kind of am a Richardson fan, so take that with whatever grain of salt you want to take it with. You be the judge. Watch the play. You tell me wasn't his fault. He also put on display a lot of those traits that made him the fourth overall pick of the 2023 draft. Six carries for 53 yards and a touchdown. He's still 24 years old. For context, and this is kind of unfair because it's going to sound like it's a negative for this, and I don't mean it as such, but it's just for your context. Tyler Shuck, this, I'm not making this up. Again, you can just Google this and find out. Tyler Shuck turns 27 in September. Anthony Richardson is 3 years younger than Tyler Shuck. Anthony Richardson, I can't imagine that there are coaches around the league that aren't looking at this guy thinking, like, we could develop him. And that he couldn't be, like, a high upside backup quarterback. At worst. Quinn Ewers is currently the backup quarterback in Miami to Malik Willis. You're telling me Anthony Richardson shouldn't be the backup quarterback there if something happens to Willis? Like, come on. Come on. Right? Maybe Richardson will never be what a lot of us thought he could be and achieve that potential that made him the fourth pick in the draft. But I mean, this idea that he stinks or should be out of the league, I can't get there. Now, Colts assistant general manager Ed Dobbs, Josh's dad, that's not true, did say over the weekend, I saw this, credit to our friends at NFL.com for writing this story, that the Colts want to keep three quarterbacks that can all play. With the implication being that they'll keep Richardson to back up Daniel Jones along with Riley Leonard. My interpretation of that line is, hey, we saw Richardson play decently just like you did. If you want him, pony up and we'll consider trading him. Now let's pay off the NBA tease that I've had all show. The single scariest superstar this year in the NBA. There is an expression, hell hath no fury, like a lover scorned. I would say, hell hath no fury, like an NBA superstar scorned. Take a listen to what Indiana Pacers star point guard Tyrese Haliburton had to say over the weekend. Do we have the Tyrese Haliburton sound? If not, I'll just say what he said. Okay, I will just say what Tyrese Haliburton said. So Tyrese Haliburton is annoyed, and I think he has a right to be annoyed. Tyrese Halliburton is pissed because his first game back from the Achilles tear, which he suffered obviously in Game 7 of the NBA Finals against the Oklahoma City Thunder, early after going 3-for-3 from three to start that game. And we have the Halliburton sound. Laura, go ahead and play it. Halliburton's annoyed that his first game back is not on national TV.
Name any other person that you compare to my level of a basketball player, wherever you have me ranked. Mm-hmm. If they tore their Achilles and missed 16 months, do you think that game would be on national television?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably think so?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that game would be at home if not on national television?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Do you think that game would be at New Orleans?
Wait, what?
Oh, your first game. Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
When I saw schedule, I was like, oh, wow.
He's right. I am a diehard New York Knicks fan. I have, like, I respect Halliburton, obviously, and I think he's, like, very funny, stuff he does in WWE. On court, like, I hate him. I don't hate him in real life, obviously. I'm saying that as a sports fan. Like, he tortures my team. Knocked the Knicks out twice last year in the Eastern Conference Final, did the choke thing in Game 1. But, like, I don't like Halliburton as far as basketball goes. I don't mean that personally, right? Just as a sports fan. I'm also, as a Knicks fan, I'm terrified of this guy. He's 1,000% right. No other superstar. Think about, like, the hullabaloo with Jason Tatum. And I'm not saying it's not deserved for Tatum. Tyrese Halliburton comes back from his injury. He's on the road in New Orleans on local television. He's right to be annoyed. And I'm a Knicks fan saying that. He's right to be annoyed. And we'll never know the answer. We'll never know. I'll just ask this. If Tyrese Halliburton doesn't blow out his Achilles at the beginning of Game 7 of the NBA Finals last year, which is like, I still like can't believe that happened. He was 3-for-3 from three and had 9 points early in the game. And you remember, because like we all watched Game 7, right? I had the feeling like he was going for 50 and the Pacers were going to win. And I was scared bleepless because I stood to lose money, a decent amount of money, if the Thunder lost that game. I needed OKC to win. And I was very nervous. And I remember that feeling when Halliburton got hot early. Would the Pacers have won the title? Would they have won the championship? Would if that had happened, would you ever have something like this? He's right. That it is garbage. It would happen to no other star. He's correct. And in this day and age, right? And we talked about this earlier in the show, and I talked about AI a little bit, right? Where guys are coming back from injuries, and they're coming back faster than ever. They're coming back better than ever. Halliburton had all that time off. Like, Tatum came back during the season. You got the sense, and like, I don't know this for sure, but if the Pacers were really in the mix, would Halliburton have come back? Possibly, right? I mean, they tanked, so no. But like, if they had been in the mix, could he have potentially? As a Knicks fan, I think that what I'm about to say should have added emphasis for you. This is a guy that you do not need to give any extra motivation to. He doesn't need a bigger chip on his shoulder. He doesn't need it. He is an assassin. And I really believe this. And it's not because, maybe it is because Indiana's a smaller market team. Maybe that is the answer. But it was not that long ago that this guy was tearing still beating hearts out of the chests of teams and showing it to them like Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom. Like he did it to Giannis in Milwaukee. He did it to the Cavs. He did it to the Knicks. And he was maybe about to do it to Oklahoma City on the road in Game 7 of the Finals. This dude is a monster. Opening the season against Jeremiah Fears and Derek Queen in New Orleans on local television. He's right. And I'll tell you, as a Knicks fan, it makes me nervous. It should surprise nobody If, and more likely, when the Indiana Pacers are back atop the Eastern Conference, or at least in contention atop the Eastern Conference this season. Before we hit the final break and talk a little soccer and end the show with our bets for tonight, our executive producer, while Bill Zimmerman is out, Tyler Morales is with us here with the trivia question of the day. Tyler, what do we got?
Five rookie running backs since 2000 have scored 15 or more total touchdowns in their first season. Saquon Barkley was the last to do it in 2018. Can you name the other four?
Okay, so let me see if I can do this off the top of my head. LT?
That is incorrect.
Sean Alexander?
Incorrect again.
Okay, so 0 for 2. All right, we'll take a break, and I will attempt to answer this question on the other side. We'll talk a little soccer and give you our baseball bets to close out the show right after this.
The stories that matter from the brand you trust. Westwood One Sports.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like head administrator for a state-of-the-art surgical center.
What can I do for you, Doc?
We need to talk about the lights.
Ah, the mood lighting, relaxing, right? Much better than those old hospital vibes.
A hospital's supposed to have hospital vibes.
You seem tense. Let's dim the lights a bit.
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You've still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia and RSV. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and can help protect you from getting really sick. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. See more at PfizerForAll.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Did you know Skechers makes high-performance footwear for almost every sport you play? Here's what our athletes are saying.
Hi, I'm pro basketball player OG Anunoby. I dominate in Skechers basketball. Skechers delivers championship-level performance.
I'm WNBA star Jackie Young. Skechers keeps me quick, comfortable, and ready for anything.
And you can get high-performance Skechers and hands-free slip-ins technology. Just step in and perform.
I'm pro golfer Matt Fitzpatrick. I play in hands-free Skechers golf slip-ins.
Find yours at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or whatever high-performance sports shoes are sold.
I scream. You scream. We all scream. Because Wendy's famous small classic Frosty is just a buck for a limited time. More screaming, happy screaming, summer screaming, dollar small classic Frosty screaming! But please don't scream in the drive-thru. It hurts the employee's ears. Get a $1 small classic Frosty for a limited time. Only at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid for delivery. Limit 10 per transaction. Price may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Your pet is missing. That sudden panic, the racing questions, the worry of what could happen. It's overwhelming. Petco Love Lost is here to help. This free, nonprofit-powered service uses photo-matching technology to search the largest national lost-and-found pet database, including pets from shelters, neighbors, and social media, helping bring pets back to the people who love them. And it works. Every day, Petco Love Lost reunites pets with their families. A reunion happens every 4 minutes. Simply upload a photo of your lost pet, or one you found, and Petco Love Lost's photo-matching technology goes to work instantly. You can even register your pet in advance, so if the unthinkable happens, reporting them lost and helping bring them home is as easy as the click of a button. Every pet deserves a way home. Visit PetcoLoveLost.org to register your pet or upload a photo and search for a lost or found pet today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
All right, Tyler Morales, let's just give the answer just in the interest of time here. Rookie running backs to have 15-plus touchdowns since the year 2000. Saquon Barkley is one. Who are the others?
Yeah, it's got the chat going here. Clinton Porter's had 17. Zeke Elliott had 16. Maurice Jones-Drew had 15. And Mike Anderson had 15 in 2000.
Oh, so, Mike, do you remember Mike Anderson's, what his celebration was when he scored a touchdown? I'm going to get this wrong. I think he was in the Army. He was in one of the armed forces. I don't say this, but I just forget. He would do the mile high salute. He would do like the salute when he scored a touchdown. And I think he was three straight. It was TD, then TD was hurt. Olandis Gary had 1,000 yards, and then Mike Anderson had 1,000 yards with three straight different 1,000-yard rushers for Mike Shanahan's Denver Broncos offense. Good question from Tyler Morales. Thanks to Tyler and thanks Tatum Bell, Oklahoma State, right? Tatum Bell, 3 years, a couple years later for the Denver Broncos. Okay. Thanks to Tyler. Thanks to our crew. Thanks to our guests, the great Brad Evans and the great Chip Patterson. Okay. We'll get to the bets. You know what? Let's go ahead and drop the dope-ass beat here. Go ahead, Laura. Drop the dope-ass beat, and we'll talk about the Premier League, etc. And if you, dear listener and dear viewer, are betting on the Premier League this season, which I will be, we need you to know about BetMGM's two-up early payout. If the team you bet goes up by two goals at any point during the match, BetMGM's going to pay your bet out early as a winner. This is, they have phrased this, one of the most exciting offers in soccer betting. I'm going to say this. It's the most exciting offer in soccer betting available throughout the Premier League season. Download the BetMGM app today and please gamble responsibly. Look, I'm being serious. Like, we watch the World Cup, you watch soccer, teams blow two-goal leads. You go up, you bet a team, they're up by two goals, you win your bet, no matter what happens the rest of the match. If you're going to bet soccer, why wouldn't you be doing it at BetMGM? Couple soccer notes to wrap the show. So over the weekend, Arsenal, who won the Premier League last year, lost in a Champions League final shootout to Paris Saint-Germain. Arsenal are the favorites to win this year's Premier League, plus 125 at BetMGM, destroyed Manchester City in the Community Shield, which is like an exhibition game. It's the winners of the Premier League against the winners of the FA Cup, which is the big English soccer tournament. Arsenal destroyed Manchester City 3-0. You might see that and think, wow, Manchester City's really good. Well, Pep Guardiola is no longer there as the manager. Former Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca is now the Manchester City manager. And yes, Man City's really good. Arsenal, though, way better. And I think Arsenal very likely to win the Premier League this season. Speaking of Manchester City, big news in Spain as it concerns Manchester City, as the Golden Ball winner, best player in the World Cup, Rodri, who is Spain's defensive midfielder, who's been a Manchester City defensive midfielder for quite some time, Real Madrid tried to sign Rodri. Real Madrid, one of the two biggest clubs in Spain, along with Barcelona. Rodri has spurned Jose Mourinho, great documentary on Netflix about Mourinho, I found it fascinating, spurns Real Madrid. He will be introduced as a Barca man, either today or tomorrow. So Rodri will play this year at Barcelona, and he was the best player in the World Cup, voted the best player in the World Cup this year. Barcelona, a minus 150 favorite to win La Liga this year. Real Madrid, plus 120. I am an unabashed Jose Mourinho fan. I'm a Chelsea fan. He had two separate stints managing my favorite team, so I'll root for Real Madrid, but I do think Barcelona is the best team. Okay, some baseball bets to wrap up the show. The Chicago White Sox, white hot right now. See what I did there. They are pretty good, big-sized dogs tonight on the road at the Cubs with Luis Castillo pitching. Give me the White Sox plus 140. Give me the White Sox to beat the Cubs tonight in Wrigley Field. And look, Mets are playing great baseball since the trade deadline. Their offense has been raking. I don't care. The Padres are hot. Give me the Padres at even money to go on the road and beat Nolan McClain and the Mets today with Walker Buehler on the mound. So Padres plus 105, White Sox plus 140. And let's use that parlay boost token we've been promoting during the show on the 2008 Memorial World Series parlay. For those that don't remember that World Series, that is the Phillies and the Rays. The Phillies, a minus 250 favorite tonight against the Miami Marlins. Give me the Phils. And give me the Rays to avoid a four-game sweep at the hands of the Baltimore Orioles. That parlay, Tampa and Philly, pays plus 124. I will talk to all of you tomorrow on a terrific Sports Tuesday. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck. Our good friends, Black and Abdallah, with our buddy Raj, coming up next on Westwood One Sports.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Hearing loss makes it hard to stay connected over the phone. Now, a new caption telephone, CapTel, shows captions of everything a caller says. It's like closed captions for TV, but for phone calls. It's helping people nationwide reconnect to family and friends. Best of all, CapTel is available at no cost to people with hearing loss. Shipping and installation are free. Struggling with hearing loss? Call now to see if you qualify for a no-cost CapTel phone. Call 800-375-1175. That's 800-375-1175.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
The U.S. Treasury quietly released its official financial report for 2025. It appears by its own numbers, the U.S. government seems insolvent. It's reported that the Treasury shows about $6 trillion in assets and over $47 trillion in liabilities. Add it all up, and it looks like the U.S. owes more than $130 trillion it doesn't have. If that were a family, they'd earn $52,000 a year, spend $73,000, and already be more than $1 million underwater. Any accountant would call that insolvent. So how does the government fix this? It can print money, which erodes your purchasing power, it can raise taxes, or it can cut benefits. And none of those can help to protect you. That's why many people who have something to lose move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Assets that can't be printed, defaulted on, or voted away. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide and a no-pressure conversation. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote.
Call 800-711-4973. That's 800-711-4973. 800-711-4973 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.